Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, May 4th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. Anyone who signs into Bing with a Microsoft account can now use its chatbot powered by GPT-4. Bing Chat launched in private preview in February. Bing Chat is also adding image and video results, persistent chat history, and plugin support. For example, OpenTable's browser plugin can complete bookings in Bing Chat. Expect more announcements on Bing Chat at Microsoft's Build conference, which starts May 23rd. Discord is changing how it assigns usernames, and everybody's going to have to get a new one. Until now, you chose a name, and then Discord added a 4-digit number to the end. That way, multiple people could have the same handle with the numbers at the end, keeping them unique. Those are going to be replaced with an at symbol, followed by whatever username you choose. No 4-digit number added to it. But that also means your preferred username may not be available. Discord will notify users when they can choose their new username, starting with users who have been on the platform the longest. The old username with the 4-digit number will still work as an alias. Salesforce announced it will integrate more AI-powered features into Slack. Slack GPT will be able to summarize conversations and provide writing assistance. Developers will be able to build Slack GPT features into workflows as well. And users will be able to use Slack to ask questions of Einstein GPT to get answers from Salesforce data, like what accounts are most likely to buy, what's the churn, stuff like that. First of the features related to Slack GPT are going to arrive this summer. Germany's Infineon broke ground on a new chip manufacturing plant in Dresden 6 months after announcing the project. Infineon expects production to start at the plant in 2026. U.S.-based Wolfspeed also plans to build plants in Germany. These plants are part of the EU Chips Act, which aims to increase manufacturing capacity inside Europe. Representatives from Google and Facebook told the Canadian Senate Wednesday that they might stop publishing news links on their platforms in Canada if a bill is passed that forces them to pay news publishers. Bill C-18 would require platforms of Facebook and Google's size to negotiate payments with publishers of a large enough size in order to legally display any amount of their content. The bill passed Canada's House of Commons in December, and the Senate is considering it now. Semantic Decoder is a new system that can turn a person's brain activity into text while they listen to a person speak, or even if they imagine a person speaking. You just need to be inside an MRI machine. Scientists at the University of Texas at Austin published a study about the system in the journal Nature Neuroscience. In the experiments, a person listened to hours of podcasts while in an fMRI scanner. The measurements from the MRI were then used to train a large language model. The model could then take the image scanner output and try to determine what words the individual was hearing. It could generate text that was either the same or at least close to the intended meaning of what the individual was hearing about half the time. Now, scientists can't replicate what you see by scanning your brain, but they're a step closer to being able to help send impulses to the brain that could replicate visual stimulus. Scientists recorded electric impulses from neurons in the visual cortex in 50 mice while the mice watched a 30-second video clip 9 times. They then trained a machine model to link the neural data to that video clip. When the mice watched the movie for the 10th time, the machine tried to predict the order of the frames in the clip that the mouse was seeing. It was able to predict the right frame within 1 second, 95% of the time. So that doesn't let them recreate the clip by scanning the brain. However, it could help reveal links that might allow visual sensations to be sent to the visual cortex of someone with visual impairments. If GitHub's Copilot is too rich for your blood, Hugging Face and ServiceNow Research have an alternative. StarCoder is a code-generating system available on a free OpenRailM license. StarCoder was trained on more than 80 programming languages and integrates with Microsoft's Visual Studio Code Editor. There are more AI-related jobs in India than there are people to fill them. NASSCOM estimates about 416,000 people work in AI and data science in India, with about 213,000 unfilled roles. That's approximately 51% of the talent base. India has the second largest pool of AI, machine learning, and big data talent in the world after the U.S. Waymo is doubling the size of its autonomous taxi service area in Phoenix to 180 square miles, connecting its multiple regions, and is adding a pickup spot at the airport. Waymo also expanded its San Francisco service area to cover the entire city with 24 hours a day, 7 days a week service. Finally, with more people expressing concern about using China's DJI drones in the U.S., Japan's ACSL drone maker is planning to enter the U.S. market. The Soten, similar to DJI's Mavic, will be its first product sold in the U.S. later this year. For more discussions of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.